Today we're going to be talking about how to interact with somebody who has a disability, and also what technologies are available to help. With us today is Dr. Marcia Scherer, author of the book Living in a State of Stuck: How Assistive Technology Impacts the Lives of People with Disabilities. She's a director of the Institute for Matching Person and Technology and associate professor of physical medicine and rehabilitation at the University of Rochester Medical Center. Also with us is Shelley Ducat, associate director of the Student Disability Services at Texas Tech. Dr. Scherer, in the past, what was done to help a person who had a disability?
Well, we've had products such as wheelchairs and walking sticks, even kind of rudimentary devices to help augment sounds for people with hearing loss way back in ancient times, ancient Rome, even before that. But segregation prevailed throughout most of our history. People didn't know why somebody had a disability. Was it a punishment? Is it a contagious disease? So for a variety of reasons, people with disabilities throughout history have kind of been set aside. They were cared for, but otherwise they were pretty much ignored. Now that we have an inclusive society, unfortunately, many times our current technologies serve to segregate people with disabilities. It makes them stand out, look different, and for this reason, some people with disabilities prefer not to use them.
What's done to help somebody accept the technology that they need?
The number one thing is to get to know and understand that unique individual. Let that person have control. And then the other point is let the individual be normal. Don't treat the individual as somebody who's sick or different. Just have them as much as possible. Describe what their priorities are, their daily routines. And then our job is to help them find out how to maintain that. What kind of supports do they need in order to achieve their goals and do their activities?
Ms. Ducat, how do you know how much to help a person?
It really is person to person. It's an individual preference in terms of how much an individual likes to do on their own compared to somebody who's very independent.
What are some ways you can help that don't involve technology?
Typically, most people with disabilities, if you see that they're in a situation where they might need help, this is typically someone with a physical disability, probably mobility, could potentially have like a chronic illness and be having trouble walking or something like that. You would want to say to them, "Sir or ma'am, do you need help with the door? Could I help you get across this road?" A lot of our students with a visual impairment have seeing eye dogs, but if they do not, crossing a busy street can be really cumbersome. And so some of the students appreciate people who offer them help, and sometimes they prefer to do it on their own.
A lot of times when I see somebody with a disability, I want to help, but then I don't want to offend them.
Most people will not be offended if you offer to help them and they don't want the help. They'll just let you know, "I prefer to do it on my own, but thank you very much for offering." I think a big mistake a lot of people make is they get uncomfortable around someone with a disability, and so they don't know what to say, and so they just don't acknowledge the person at all. And for a lot of people with a disability, that's bad for them because they say, "I'm more than my disability." And so when people just kind of act like I'm not there, it makes me not a person. I am a person, and I happen to have a disability.
Are there some general rules for when to offer help?
If it's a common courtesy you would extend to somebody else, you know, if you would do it for anyone, hold a door or ask to help someone across the street or offer to carry something or assist. If sometimes people can't reach the vending machine slot to put the money in and you notice that someone from in a chair can't reach that slot, you might want to, you know, offer your assistance and then give them the opportunity to say yes or no.
Thank you, Dr. Scherer and Ms. Ducat. There are many ways to help a person with a disability. Some involve the use of technology, such as wheelchairs or scooters, and some you can do yourself. It may feel uncomfortable to approach somebody, but by ignoring them, you're only segregating them, which doesn't help anyone. Just apply the same common courtesies you would in any other situation, like helping with a door or offering to help somebody cross the street if it looks like they're struggling. the worst that can happen is that they won't need your help. To learn more about the Texas Tech Psychology Podcast, please visit www.psychology.ttu.edu. This podcast was produced by Dr. Frank Durso, edited by Liz Schmidlin and Kristen Goodhart, and relayed by me, Arby Watts. Stay healthy and active, and have a great day.